When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hello, you're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. I'm Corey, a.k.a. Bayou Benders, alongside Mason Dixon, and this is Habs Nightly, your hub for Habs content. That one up. Welcome back to another episode of Habs Nightly, folks. Let's just cut straight to it. We've been a little busy, and we're gonna soft open this. We're just gonna cold turkey this thing. Mason, how the fuck are you, bud?
I'm pretty good. I had a little bit of like speed up lag, so you dropped, and then I just heard the intro in like turbo speed. I think it was the most flawless intro we've had from Benders.
That's hilarious. I fucked the end up. Jesus. Yeah, a little bit. Like, I just stuttered for a second. I was like, damn.
We're running.
Boy, can she run.
Rocking and rolling like Alien Ant Farm in the 90s.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hilarious. How was school, dude? How you doing?
It was pretty good. Started my placement at the hospital in the Mat Ward. So it was some interesting stuff. 21-year-old man teaching a mother how to breastfeed is, you know, not something I thought I'd be doing a couple years ago. But
you're changing lives, dude. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. Some punk-ass kid telling a woman with three children how she should breastfeed.
No, ma'am. That's not a 45-degree angle tilt.
Pretty well. No, just my first placement or first day at the hospital was pretty cool. Yeah,
really. This was like first day on site for that, or like
just I have in different placements each semester. Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm
the last one was like nursing.
Now I'm placed in the maternity ward.
Word. Okay.
Yeah. So obviously, like I can't go into specifics of what I did for privacy reasons, especially not on a podcast, but
yeah,
just learning like how nurses operate on the maternity ward, learning a bunch of new skills. It's also my first opportunity to really practice high stakes nursing skills. It's less pericare and basic, more less like PSW type stuff and more RN stuff, you know, and IVs, patient education, stuff like that. So I really enjoyed it. 8 hours went by really fast, and I'm excited to go back next week.
Oh yeah. So once a week?
Depends.
Or was it just this?
I'm lucky because I have like a once a week schedule, but some people will have like a Thursday and then a Saturday and then not have it for a whole week, or it just depends.
Yeah. So if like if you do two a week, do you have the week off, or is it just kind of like you're saying, like it's just literally whatever the schedule is, like that they can make?
My semester is small. Like I have a less, so you do a community placement and a mental health placement for second year, and you can do it either semester. I did community at this last semester. So in my group, my section of like people that chose community first semester is smaller. Mm-hmm. People that chose Matt, so we have one a week, but some people had, you know, maybe two and then had a week off. Or it all depends. Next year is when it starts getting more consistent. Third year you do acute chronic, you get like 12-hour shifts, I believe two 12-hour shifts a week. And then fourth year you do pre-consolidation and consolidation, where you're essentially just working in the hospital. Like it your skills up.
That's tight. Okay, cool. I think it's cool that, like once a semester you get to try something different, and I know it's all to like make you more well-rounded, but I think it's pretty refreshing, just like hammer it down for a semester and then off to another one. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, exactly. And you got to know how to, you got to have all that kind of broad information to so you have your options open, right? So I really like the way Trent University does it. And yeah, no, it's been exciting, but did cut into my hockey watching yesterday. But apparently I didn't miss too much. Ottawa beat us 6-2. A little bit of a
Yeah.
tough little bit of a tough draw for the boys.
Yeah, tough. I mean, fuck, including yourself. I think a couple people on Twitter were just a little out there. I mean, it's a back-to-back game. Some people were saying it's worse to lose to the Senators than it is to the Sharks. I get, obviously, because you never want to lose to the Sens, especially for us. But I felt people were being a little too hard on a team that busted their ass the night before. And then, if I'm not mistaken, 2 days before that was our big game against Colorado. So these guys were dog tired. You could see it. There wasn't a I'm not gonna say the effort wasn't there, but like you could tell these dudes were just they were on fumes. But one positive note, Mason, just right off the bat, Michael Pezzetta, when no one can get it going, you're guaranteed a goal and a fight from him that in games like that. I don't
He
know what
gets
it
that dude
is.
fast too. Zach MacEwen got fucked
Dude,
up.
he fed him some fucking dinner. I've never seen that many uppercuts forever.
Yeah, no, it was crazy.
Yeah, but I'm
Yeah, I saw.
happy that he could at least get it going.
And he scored.
You can always bet on him for that,
Yeah, and he scored it. Obviously, goal didn't mean much at the end of the game, but lose with at least a little bit of dignity. Played till the very end, and that's what you can expect from a guy like Mike Matheson, and it's what you need from guys like him, right? So,
Oh, Pezzetta.
or potentially Mike Matheson.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike Matheson's been fucking really good though, so.
I've got a like a
Oh,
piece of paper on my desk with an eight on it. So,
word,
just
word.
kind of, yeah, I meant Michael Pezzetta, but. Yeah. So like let's not even really go into that game too much. Let's just talk about some trends. Obviously, it's been a while since our last episode, and a guy who's really trending upwards of late is Juraj Slafkovský on that top line, just putting up points constantly, scored two goals in his last three games, and of course, Corey. Before we even talk about how excited that makes me, he scores two goals in the same week. I think were they both? One was a power play goal. Yeah, one was a power
One's a
play goal.
power play, yeah.
When I'm playing him in fucking fantasy, Corey,
Oh man, that's how it is, dude. That's how it is. I have a great fantasy story about a Habs player too.
I'm playing my scummy ass roommate where.
Oh
He's 10th in our 12-man league. I'm in second. I'm in a dog fight for first, okay?
no.
My buddy Ryzen first, where he's been ahead of everybody. I've been 2 wins back of him all year. He finally lost, okay? So I'm a game behind him, and he's losing this week. So I should be tying him. I should be right there. He's losing. It should be a fucking dogfight for first. But no. Nope. This guy has his like best week of the year. He's beaten me by 10 points. It's Friday. We got two nights left of hockey. And fucking he's kept Slaf on his roster all year as a joke. Just as a joke. He refuses to get rid of him. So of course he plays him twice against me and he scores both fucking times, bro. I was so pissed. I got up and I screamed when Slav scored because I was so happy. I immediately realized that he was scoring against me. Oh, it was brutal. And then the other game, he scored. And if somehow, with Suzuki and Matheson both on the ice, neither one of them get a fucking pass. Oh, it was just. It's been a brutal week for me. Slav kind of breaking my heart, but I'm very happy to see him really. You know, he's been dominating the boards as we've talked about a lot the last few weeks. He's slowly progressed to get more in the center of the ice. His passing was getting better. He was getting assists. He needed goals, and now he's getting them. He looks like a totally different player, not just from the start of the year, but from even a month ago. And I think he's really showing signs that he is a first overall pick, and he can very well become a star player in this league.
Hell yeah. I'm sorry about Slav dominating you like that. But it is great. It is great to see it. If you look at his 2 years in the league, if you look at both of them, his last year, obviously he went out after 39 games, and that was it for him. But he's played 45 this year. He's got two more goals, four more assists. If you just look across the board, it seems like he's just moving in an upward trajectory. Obviously, we didn't get a lot of looks last year as much as we wanted to, but he's like playing like another just about 5 minutes more a game. And one thing I like, he's got this shot shooting percentage is 9.5. Doesn't take a lot, but they tend to be good. But no, I think just overall watching him this year, he doesn't look lost like he kind of didn't in last year's games. He just seems more mature. He's got more of an edge. I don't know. I'm just happy that people are obviously going to still be critical of him, but you know, I'm seeing a lot more like impressive tweets, you know, about him, or great shift. You know, like if you paid attention to last season and then this season, it's a totally different guy. I don't know. I don't know, Mason. I honestly feel like the sky could be the limit for him. I'm just really excited with
I
his play
really
as of late.
like the point you made about his shooting percentage, because it's something I've thought about before. It is low, right? Especially for a first line player. And that just means there's a lot of potential for it to increase because Slav does have a powerful shot. He's got a good shot. And because he has those good fundamentals, it means that there's a lot of area for growth. And if his shooting percentage goes up even a percent or two, that's just more goals, right? That which leads to more
Absolutely.
shots. It's very, I think that's a very good point, and it's reason to have optimism. I am receiving a text. My roommate overheard me calling him a scumbag. He says Slap will have no mercy now. So
Good.
maybe I've just spurned Slap onto a big goal scoring streak here, which would, absolutely bury me, but it'd be great to see as a Habs fan.
Yeah, I need him to excel. Like honestly, like he's just been so fun to watch. Like you can just isolate and watch his game. It's been really fun lately. He just looks so different from what he did last year. And like we just kind of talked about the, you know, his shots being a little low. We're not seeing too many like I remember the beginning of just this season, we were like, he's got to take that shot. Like he might have one or two of those a game now. Like as before, it was like, dude, like he's just so pass centered now. He's let it rip. The team's
Well,
feeling comfortable.
the other
He's
night when
feeling
he scored,
comfortable.
he had like seven shots.
Yeah, like he
It's a
is.
confidence we haven't seen from him before.
And it's what we said when we first watched his interview. Like it's not cockiness. It's just knowing your pedigree, knowing what you bring into the table. And we're seeing that level of confidence and commitment. Just now he's feeling it. It's not just words from how he was dominating where he was when he was the MVP of the Olympics. Like he's figured out the NHL, at least as far as what he needs to do, and he's fucking starting to do it, and it's fun to watch. His atmosphere is explosive.
No, absolutely. And he's not the only Hab on that top line. Getting some goals, starting to bury them. Cole Caulfield now has 4 goals in 4 games straight. And let me tell you how badly we needed that. As not only as fans, but as an organization, you need Cole
Yeah.
Caulfield scoring. And it's nice to see him finally shooting the puck with some confidence.
I feel so bad that we rely so much on him. I do, but I fucking love it. Like, I need him to succeed. He's another, like, this kid's gotta have a dominating year. Well, career,
I think
honestly.
hopefully he can get 30,
I
right?
think he
I
can. I think he can.
put himself back on pace. He can get close. 45 games, he's got 15 goals. If he can start potting a couple, keep this goal streak going, he can get there. Obviously, I think we were all hoping for maybe a 40 goal season at the start of the year, but Caulfield has now gotten himself back to the team leading goals. He's got 34 points on the season now. He's shooting the puck better. He's beating goalies. Not only he got some dirty goals and he continues to get some dirty goals, but he's beating goalies with his shot now, which is something we kind of lacked from him. We didn't see him do at the start of the season. And good goal scorers who are tiny the way he is have to have that killer shot. And it's been his MO for his entire career in, junior college. In the NHL, and it's good to see that he hasn't lost that.
Absolutely. I still, I could play. I don't know much about it, but I'll just say, if I'm not mistaken, he went out with a shoulder injury, had surgery on it. That,
He did, yeah.
he could. I think he's got it now, clearly. But I can't imagine that's a short amount of time to find out, to learn how to play. If you got a new piece in your arm, if something's not the way it was for 22 fucking years, like for what he's capable of to give us right now, I think he's doing a great job. Yes, we all were expecting, more considering he did 26 and 46 last year. I'm taking it with a grain of salt. He's fucking performing now. He's found his game again. I don't care what his end goal is. We know what he's potentially capable of, and he's just an electric factory to watch when he scores. I'm gonna pause right here, Mason. I think the mail just came.
Oh shit.
All right, impromptu, not planned.
Well,
I got something in the mail.
I'll give the explanation here.
It says USA.
So, was it 2 years ago now? 2 years ago, Corey plotted with
Plotted.
my girlfriend at the time and my best friend Rye.
It was more Rye than anybody.
And
Don't sell yourself short.
got a signed Andrei Markov jersey sent over for me. And let me tell you, for those of you that don't, Markov is my favorite player, period, let alone Hab of all time.
I hope the audio is not picking up all this
Picking up what?
baggery, like me ripping the bag, getting it ready.
So I've been trying to find a way to get him back, and let me tell you, Corey, this was difficult. Okay, I cannot express to you how this was supposed to be for Christmas, and this took some networking. Okay, this was a challenge.
My wife just told me last night that y'all were talking
We were
about this.
talking,
And I was
yes.
like, oh, Jesus. Like,
So I
so
DM'd
I'm
your wife
completely
on Instagram.
blindsided by this.
I slid into your wife's DMs
Oh, Lord. Jacqueline.
and we conspired together. Let's just say I may have fibbed a little to you about the contents, but please open it up. I don't know if you have anything to record your reaction. I would love your reaction before you open it, but
Let's see. Let me get that going. Yeah, this is wild. Me and my wife talked about it a little bit last night. I was telling her how sweet it was. You know, I was like, he didn't need to do anything like that. I had an opportunity to get you something that I knew you liked. So I did it. You know, I wasn't working, but I was making good money just due to, like, you know, the injury stuff. And we were making ends meet, but I was like, I don't get a lot of surprises because it is what it is. My wife, she even said last night, she's like, I can't keep a secret to save my life. And I laughed because she gets excited. She buys something for me and she wants to, you know, she just wants to tell me. She gets too excited for it. And then it ends up getting spoiled. It is what it is. I always love it. But this was like completely out of left field. It's perfect because it might not have came for Christmas, but my birthday was on the 9th. It's 10 days, whatever. We'll call it the bad weather that was happening. So I got two sets of videos going on for you, Mason. Let's see. I already understand. I see the FT football club logo already. So, oh, dude, this is so tight. I don't want to rip it. Very nice.
Ooh, those are soft. He's opening it right now.
So soft. Oh, dude. Hell yeah. So fucking cool. Fleetwood Town Football Club, COD. Holy shit. This is so cool, dude. I'm going to hang this up. Once we start doing, well, I don't know if you could hear me. I put the jersey in front of the in front of the mic, but once we start doing video stuff, this will be on my wall full of jerseys. This is so fucking cool. Got the Fleetwood, ooh, nice stitched on Fleetwood Town patch. Oh, let's go.
So that is
so awesome,
Corey. That is an authentic Fleetwood Town jersey from.
Holy shit!
They call it fuck. What do they call it? The stadium? It's slipping my mind right now. I got it from the stadium. It got shipped. It took forever. So it got shipped from Fleetwood, I guess, to Northern Ireland. Then back to fucking.
I went on a trip. Highbury Stadium.
It was, yes, that's it. And yeah. It's been through about four or five different customs agencies. It was a pain in the ass, but it was worth it, man. And I knew you wanted the original red, so we got
so sick. Red.
And that's basically it's close to. It's not the same one, but it's close to the same jersey that Jamie Vardy wore.
Let's go! So cool, dude. Thank you so much. That's so fucking awesome. Man, that's so cool.
No worries, but I mean that's.
I thank love you so much. I love you, dude. That's awesome. That's so fucking cool. Yeah, I didn't know it was gonna be this. But we have talked in the past. You know, we were when you got your jersey, you were like, I'm gonna have to figure something out, and then you started like randomly sending me video, well, pictures like 2 or 3 years ago, like. They had like the Fleetwood Town away jersey. The blue one had like the town map on it. And you were like, this is sick as fuck. And then you would send me like other shit. Damn, dude. That's so fucking cool. That is so cool.
They don't have a, because they're a tier two club. Yeah. They don't have like an international store.
Yeah, I remember. I think I told you about, like, I don't think I told you about that, but I was like, I remember before I was like, dude, I really want to get something from there, but like, they don't ship. I don't know what's going on. They don't, like, it's all in, you know, pounds and shit like that. I was like, there's no US store.
Yeah. So basically, what I had to do was I ordered it through the, originally I sent some emails to see, because they're a lot of like their merchandising is in person.
Okay.
Because they had a pickup, so you could pick it up at Highbury Stadium, and that would have cost a pretty penny. So I figured out a way. They have like an online sort of in service section, and I was able to basically order it through that. and then get another company called Shop to basically do the international delivery.
Heard that, dude. Wow, what a journey. Todd Army,
free,
let's go.
Free shout out to Shop, by the way. Oh my god, what an app. Great app.
Hell yeah.
But yeah,
we're gonna have to utilize them. That's so cool, dude.
I'm hoping that you can wear it. I had to I know it's probably gonna hang on your wall. I tried to, which is why I was messaging Jackie. They didn't have the size that she told me.
The UK doesn't support fat people. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, no, they had like quadruple XL, 5XL. They did not have your size.
What excuse?
I went for, she said it might work. It might fit the size down. So I chose that and I was just hoping for the best, but
we'll try. If I don't fit, before I die, I'll make sure I lose weight so I can fit in it. And at least Jack can have a photo and you can have that photo of me.
Oh yeah. No, I hope you like it. Fleetwood.
It's awesome. It's so fucking cool. Just a quick story. My grandfather passed away in like 2016, I believe 2016, 2015. And, at the funeral, like I don't really get along with my family. So I always kind of feel left out. One of our family members was given out like a really nice piece of paper. Like it was like thick quality. She was like, and she knew who I was, which was really nice. Cause most people don't try to talk to me or anything like that, or just kind of like leave me to be, whatever. And she came up to me and she said, Corey, I got this for you. You know, I don't know if your grandfather ever told you anything about the family name, but this is where it comes from. And, you know, I figured on a day like this, you know, it's a sad day, but, you know, your grandfather would want you to see this. It's educational and it's something that could connect y'all. More or less, it was like the history of the Fleetwood last name. And it broke it down. I still have it. It's all fucked up now, but I still have this piece of paper. It's like really nice. But it basically said like, you know, it stems from yada, yada, yada. And, this is, you know, there's a town named after it. This is where the name, this is where your surname originates from. And, ever since that time, I've just been like, I found out there was a fucking team. I've been a supporter. Every fucking FIFA game I get, I got to play for fucking Fleetwood Town to start off. Jamie Vardy obviously came from there. Fucking awesome for you to try to find a jersey like that. So yeah, I like Leicester City. It just makes sense.
Yeah, no. I'm glad
you're so cool. So red, fucking cool, dude.
Red and white too, and their alternates are blue. So basically yeah. Habs colors, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm glad
This is so cool, dude. Jacqueline was like, I was like, did the mail come before you left? You know, because we were talking before we started recording. And I was like, it hasn't come, you know. And I was like, let me just check with her. She might have grabbed it and just took it with her. You know, obviously, since y'all have been conspiring, you know, you don't want anything to happen to this. Maybe she got it, took it that way. You know, there's no thievery going on. Obviously, y'all did a lot to get it here. But she was like, no, baby, nothing came. And I was like, fuck, okay, well, we're going to record anyway. But fantastic. I heard the shitty little USPS car pop up behind me. I can hear it through the window. And I was like, holy shit. Let me just go take a peek. I saw the little bastard going down the street. And it was there. Fantastic. One of the coolest fucking birthday presents I've ever got. This is so sick. I literally thought the only way I was going to get anything from Fleetwood Town would be having to go to like Europe, having to go to fucking the UK and get it in person. So this is awesome. I can't thank you enough, man.
Very cool. Oh, no worries, buddy. I'm glad you enjoy it.
That's so cool. So sick. All right. Let's get back to it. Cole Caulfield. Well, yeah.
Before we continue, we might have a quick, message from our friends.
Oh fuck yeah, we do. DraftKings, we know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get 200 instantly in bonus bets. Can't find the fucking app. Anyway, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get 200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-878-9777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after insurance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposits. Restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. Jesus, dude. I logged out of the fucking DraftKings app because I was like, all right, I gotta make a video. And I just so scatterbrained right now. I just was like, fuck it. Too much time has passed. I can't find the app. I'm too excited to even worry about it. Anyway, thank you, DraftKings.
All right. Well, yes, thank you, DraftKings, once again. We'll tie things together here with I want to kind of get into what we're looking at for as the trade deadline approaches. We're in January. The Habs are about a little over halfway through the season, and we sit in 24th. So I want to get some, just finish up here with just getting some season predictions from you, Corey. I'm throwing you on the fly, so I know it's authentic. Okay, so you're ready? I got some players. I want to get your predictions here. Nick Suzuki has 37 points in 45 games. Okay. What is your DraftKings over under on him finishing a point a game this season? Are you taking the over or the under?
I mean, he's not that far back. It's 45 games. He's got 37 points. I feel like the team had like a really strong connection of games, especially for Nick Suzuki, maybe about a month or two ago. I feel like with Cole Caulfield elevating his game, Slavkovsky's finding his game, Nick Suzuki always gets the primary point for the most part, but he's going to start getting more. I think it's quite possible we can bet the over on this. I think he's going to be a point per game player. He's not that far apart. He's not that far back. I think he can do it. I honestly do. I think this team, you know, regardless of we have games like we had last night, the team doesn't necessarily quit. We talked about it and we didn't even get to record yesterday because you had fucking work and forgot. But we've had, I think it's like 11 to 13 games, all overtime games. It doesn't matter if we're winning or losing them. The team is, if they get in a rut, they find a way to get back. If they lose a fucking lead, which is more often, they find a way to stay in the game, at least get it to overtime. Nick Suzuki is a point machine. I think he can fucking do it this year. He got 66 on a terrible year last year, 61 the previous year where everyone was fucking hurt. The guy doesn't get hurt. He played the last two seasons, 82 games. I know. I should have there. Everywhere. Knock everywhere. He is just getting better. He's getting fucking better. This team is better this year than it was last year, than it was the previous year. He's at 37 already. I think he can get to 82. I think he can be a point per game player.
All right. Well, I'm going to take the under. I do, however, think he'll post a career high. I think he's hitting 70, 75 this season. Next up, over under, Slaf hitting 38 points this season, we'll
38
say.
38 points.
Do I call it even and say, I think 40 is too much of a stretch. He's at 17 and 6 in 45, sorry. What are the odds he gets 38? We'll say 38 to 40.
I'm going to take the under. I think Slav's going to end this season 32 points to 35 points. I think that's going to be his window, but it's going to be I think it's going to be unreal.
Down his base that he's currently on.
I think so. I think it's going to take a little stumble, but I'm feeling that pocket, that window right there. I think he's going to have a tremendous like first full season. I'm going to say 30. Let's go 33 points on the year.
Okay.
And if he blows out the water, perfect.
Okay. Last one. I think Slav could hit 40. I think 38.
I do too. I just feel like he's playing so good that I don't think it's going to be on him. I think there's going to be some more injuries. I think there's going to be some movement. And I think it's going to take him out of his good rhythm of comfortability right now. And I think it's going to shake it up a little bit. And we're going to see a bit of a drop.
Okay. And last one before we wrap things up here. All right. This is the toughest one. And I know we kind of alluded to it already.
Fuck.
Here's what I have. Over under Caulfield scores 35 goals. He has 45. But he has 4 in his last 4 games. He's heating up. Can he do it? Can he get to 35?
I mean, fuck. He's at 15. I'm just going to give him the Southern Generous math duty and say he's halfway there already.
Not quite halfway there.
That's what I'm saying. I gave it the Southern mathematician bump of approval. I'm saying he's halfway there. If he gets 30, he's getting 35. I just think that's how math works.
You think so? Would you say he's more, if he gets to 30, he'll get to 35, but if he doesn't get, but if he doesn't get 35, he's getting like 28 is what you think?
Yeah. I think he's, okay. if he does not reach 30, if he reaches 30, he's going to end the season with 35. If he doesn't reach 30, he's going to be right at the cusp, 28, 29 goals.
I think that's a fair statement. And I like that.
I couldn't love it more than for him to fucking blow it out the water. To allude to your situation with Slavkovsky, I drafted Caulfield. Obviously, good parts slowed up. And I got to a point where health concerns with the team started weighing my mind. And I was like, you can't be sensitive. You can't just keep someone like Slavkovsky, like your buddy in the other room did. You might have to make a move. I make a move. This motherfucker scores 3 goals in 3 games.
Oh.
I pick him the fuck back up. He goes on a 2-game skid, and now he's on a 4-game goal streak. I'm never dropping him. I don't care if it ruins my fucking season. The 3 games that I watched him score and he was not on my team, I was so fucking depressed trying to watch my favorite team play. I'm not dropping him. Every time he scores, it makes the game that much bigger for me. I always have to have a Habs guy on the team. I fucking went with the dog this year.
You got to have a Hab on the team.
You have to. How do you support your team without it? You've got to make a move. I didn't take Suzuki. I should have. I said, fuck it. This dude's coming back for a redemption arc. I think he's still going to have a redemption arc this year. We're getting 35 out of him, or he's getting 25. I don't know. I love it. I hated myself, Mason. I still won those weeks, but I hated myself dropping Cole Caulfield and then him go off. And I was like, you know what, dude? Maybe that was the right thing to do. I'm sorry. I'm not going to mush your season like I did poor Jeff Petrie when he was going to win the fucking Norris.
Oh, that was an all-time call.
Oh, my God. I want to meet Jeff Petrie and be like, dude, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. Love you. Love you. You're a dog. You're a dog.
All right. Okay.
Wow. More of the story. Keep Caulfield.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so I like those calls. I'm gonna give Caulfield 30. I don't think he'll get to 35, but I like your thought process, because once you get to 30, you know it's a big milestone. Maybe he just keeps going. But I like his odds at 30. I just think it's a milestone he was close to last year. He's gonna want to hit. I can see him hitting it.
They said last night during the game, obviously his shot percentage is at a low right now. But a lot of it, like you said early on in the season, he's one of the most unlucky. He's like top five most unlucky,
He's
streaks right
been
now for
very
goals.
unlucky 5-on-5. Yeah.
He's got 163 shots on goal. That's 20 less than his 22 season. 21-22 season, but he's sitting at a 9.2 right now. They said in after the third goal, his shit went up like an entire fucking percentage. Like, so I think this kid he's gonna balance himself out. I see him ending his season around like probably like 13%, and I think
Okay.
because of that, we're gonna end up seeing a 30 goal, 35 goal season. 28 at worst.
Well, I like the enthusiasm. I guess we'll have to see if it takes us anywhere. Habs play I believe I'll just take a quick double check here.
Our next game is
Yes,
Boston.
Habs are playing Hockey Night in Canada Saturday against the Bruins. So hopefully Caulfield can start his grind towards 35.
I think he's got it.
So before we head out, is there anything else you wanted to add before we wrap things up here, Corey?
Yes. I love you. I love our fans. I hope everyone had a good New Year's. I feel like we've had an episode since New Year's. If we didn't, very sorry. No, man. It's been good. The Habs have been fun to watch, even skid nights like that. Even nights when they're up two and then they let teams come back. They're still a fun team to watch. I guess next episode we're gonna have to talk some trade rumors. Potential movements, as obviously that time's getting close to us. And
Absolutely.
yeah, I had something else. I forgot it. Oh, praise Joshua finding his game.
Oh,
I say we do an in-depth.
I wanted to say, I knew we didn't talk about it, but I want to save it. I want to save it.
That's how I feel. You can't, I could praise him, but we're not gonna go into him. But just happy he's here. Happy he's doing well.
Absolutely.
No, I think that's it. If you don't have anything, I'll close this out, buddy.
You're good to go, buddy.
All right, man. I want to thank y'all so much, everybody. This has been Habs Nightly. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your listens. We love y'all. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.